From North State Public Radio, I'm Claudia Brancart with your headlines for Thursday, October 23rd. Chico City Council voted earlier this week to begin using daily monitoring at the alternative campsite for unhoused people on Eaton and Cohasset Roads. The monitoring will cost more than $16,000 each month, according to the Enterprise Record. Monitoring will be done by two Jesus Center employees from 2:30 to 11 p.m. The company, Armed Guard Security, will monitor the surrounding area overnight. The decision to bring security to the site came on the recommendation of the city's public works director after concerns around public safety were raised by neighbors who live near the site. Also, Chico State's Janet Turner Print Museum is currently an art exhibit that explores identity and culture among Mexican artists living in the U.S. and Mexico. It's called Nexo Entre Raíces, or Nexus Between Roots. Rachel Skowkowski is the museum's director. She says it's original works responding to the theme,
which is our roots, and, you know, whether that's cultural, whether that's familial, whether that's geographical. There are some, you know, really amazing themes that run through this show.
Skowkowski says the exhibit feels especially relevant right now.
There's the goal that people leave maybe feeling a little bit uplifted or inspired, as well as, yeah, having the chance to think deeply about some issues that are really, like you said, really timely and really difficult. So a good balance there.
It's on display through mid-December. And a transparency note, NSPR's broadcast licenses are owned by Chico State. It does not oversee our news production or programming. In other news, two bats have tested positive for rabies in Shasta County in the last 2 months, and another in Colusa County in August. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more on precautions.
Bats get a bad rap as rabies carriers. Foxes, skunks, raccoons, and other mammals can also carry the disease. Rabies is extremely dangerous, but according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, countrywide, fewer than 10 people die each year if promptly treated. Health officials offer several preventatives. Make sure your pets are vaccinated and up to date. Avoid contact with wild animals. And if you see an animal behaving aggressively or strangely, report it to your local animal control or public health department. Bats are attracted to attics and similar places, so seal any openings. And finally, if you are bitten or scratched, wash your wound and contact your health provider immediately. For NSPR News, I'm Kent Ball.
Additionally, Governor Gavin Newsom announced on Tuesday he'll deploy California's National Guard to assist with food bank distributions. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports this comes as SNAP recipients are starting to experience delays in receiving benefits due to the ongoing government shutdown.
Around 5.5 million Californians rely on CalFresh to purchase food. That's the state's program for distributing SNAP benefits, sometimes referred to as food stamps. Newsom's administration started warning counties this week that food assistance could be delayed starting in November because of the ongoing federal government shutdown. Now he says he'll fast-track $80 million of state funding to help fill the gap and deploy the Guard to support food banks.
So folks, once they check in, they get a grocery cart and they can literally shop for the foods that we need.
Amanda McCarthy heads the River City Food Bank in Sacramento.
Holidays always bring more people and more need, and with that time coinciding with the delay of benefits, we know November is going to be probably our busiest month of this entire year.
McCarthy says she welcomes National Guard troops. Food banks have already seen a heightened demand over the last year with inflation and the state's high cost of living. If CalFresh benefits are delayed, she says they'll see even more folks coming in for groceries. Laura Fitzgerald, Cap Radio News.
Also, California Attorney General Rob Bonta is urging voters to mail their ballots early ahead of the November 4th election. Recent Postal Service changes could delay postmarks, meaning some ballots mailed on Election Day might not be counted. Voters who drop off their ballots at a post office more than 50 miles from one of California's six USPS processing hubs won't have their ballot postmarked the same day unless it's handed to a postal worker. Placer County Registrar of Voters Ryan Ronco says there are consequences to a late postmark.
If it's postmarked the day after the election, even though you put it into the mail on election day, we can't count that ballot. So you really do need to pay attention to that new requirement of the post office. And it is a legitimate problem, not just for our rural voters, but really for many voters in our region.
Ronco urges anyone not voting early to use official ballot drop boxes, voting centers, or their county elections office to make sure their vote is counted. And finally, a new law will create a fund to help low-income homeowners fireproof their properties. The California Safe Homes Grant Program will help offset the cost of fire mitigation projects like fuel reduction. Homeowners must qualify as low income in their counties to be eligible for the grant. Homes also need to be covered by the state's Fair Insurance Program. The bill is part of a larger package designed to address fire and insurance concerns in the state. And those were your headlines for Thursday, October 23rd. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Claudia Brancart.